You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, Episode 31, How to Get Fired Up and Productive with Your Very Own Power Morning Routine. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, Amplify community. I don't know about you, but I would be lost without an online calendar tool. It's the thing that we put into our business a few years ago that has really freed up my time. And not only that, but it makes it so much easier for my clients and potential clients, as well as my strategic alliances and partners, to schedule time with me without having to chase each other over and over and over again. It's one of the best productivity tools that any entrepreneur or business leader can use. And if you don't have one already, I love Acuity. It's one of my favorite calendars. I've tried about 10 of them over the years, and this one stuck. Not just because it's a great, easy to use tool, but there's so many ways it integrates with other automation I have. To find out all about my recommended calendaring tool, just head over to melanierecommends.com and I will give you a link on how to get your own test drive of it. Now, let's get into today's episode. I am curious how you start your day. And if you start your day in a really powerful way, or if you kind of crawl out of bed slowly after hitting the snooze button 100 times and you race right for your phone and turn it on and check all your emails and then hit the news station and crank up all that negativity, how does that affect your day? A couple of years ago, I was interviewed for a book called 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. And I was really privileged to be interviewed along with other billionaires. I say other, like I'm a billionaire, right? Along with billionaires, Olympic athletes, and other successful entrepreneurs. And it was written by a man named Kevin Cruz. And he was very purposeful about who he interviewed because he'd been doing a lot of research online. And I think he'd run across some of the materials for my Money DNA Mastery course, because I have a routine that I teach my clients in there about power morning routines. So he interviewed me and all these other people, I think it was about 150 in total, on what was it that made them successful and how they were able to harness their time more effectively. An interesting fact surfaced. And he later told me that over 80% of the people he interviewed shared that their morning routine had a huge impact on their productivity for the day. And if you study really, really successful business leaders and entrepreneurs, thought leaders, people who are in peak performance mode, they will all tell you that they have created a morning power routine. So if you have a routine and you're not feeling productive and focused and inspired, it may be worth looking at if you're doing all 6 of the things I'm going to recommend today. Now, if you are not having a morning routine and you kind of race out of bed, grab a cup of coffee and a donut on your way out the door, then you absolutely want to pay attention today. Now, first off, I want to outline the morning routine that I encourage my clients to use. I share this in interviews from time to time, and I'm going to outline why you want to do the different things, not just tell you what to do, but why these have value. And then, probably even more importantly, I'm going to cover 3 things you must stop doing right away, because they are most likely sabotaging not just your energy, but the right brain frequency for higher levels. And literally, that allows you to ascend quickly and be able to rise above a lot of the stuff that we face on a day-to-day basis as business leaders. It's really easy to get caught up in negativity and find that your focus gets derailed and you get caught up in bright, shiny objects and distractions. These power routines are what top leaders are using to really stay focused and get more done. So let's jump in. So the number one thing that everybody needs to do is decide, make a commitment that you're going to implement a morning power routine so that you're producing a profound shift in your daily effectiveness. I mean, listen, there are going to be days that we can't do it all, but if you have a routine, the routines get easier because you're literally creating a habit. And we all know that our habits define our results. So an inspired morning creates this groove where it's like, it's almost like, think of it like a snowball going downhill and it starts collecting more and more snow. Well, when you start your day with power, that power becomes the momentum that you execute through. And it literally means you're going to gain and gather and collect more power throughout your day. But without it, you can easily collect negativity. You can easily collect exhaustion and frustration and disillusionment and feeling frustrated just simply because you didn't imprint the right mindset for your day. So now let's talk about step two. Step two are your waking moments. Now, waking moments are the most impactful moments of your day, because it's the transition from this alpha frequency that your brain is in when you're sleeping and resting and calm to the beta frequency, which is your frequency of just executing and, you know, day-to-day activity. And it's not as poignant and rich and palpable as the alpha frequency. So before you even open your eyes, you have an opportunity to imprint into this very powerful frequency of quantum field, the quantum field of all possibility, really, in this alpha frequency. So a great morning routine is, while you're still with your eyes closed, set your intentions for the day. And literally, vividly imagine them being as real as possible and how that will feel for you when they're that real. And you know, what's exciting and like all the amazing things that happen, like build a little movie in your mind of how amazing it's going to feel when those things are real. Now, everybody needs to be doing their intention for the day. You know, what's the energy you want to feel? What's the, you know, the outcomes that are important for you for that day? And really just like imagining a positive, productive, exciting, inspiring. You might even play around with like, how awesome it's going to be that miracles show up and things that you didn't even know were coming your way reveal themselves. But you can also use that time to imprint in the bigger vision, the goal that feels out of reach, and the energy of the bigger evolution or the expansion that you're intending for. So that could be financially, that could be, you know, that you're calling in a really powerful team. It could be that, you know, you're scaling your business, you're expanding your leadership reach, you're positioning as that influencer and someone who is like a go-to person in your field, whatever that is, right? You want to start to like the day with that energy of that being real. Now, you may not want to do that every day. Some people do, but you don't have to do it every day. But at least once a week, really stay connected to the bigger vision in that energy as well. So that's your waking moment, step two. Now, step three is literally water. Drink a big glass of room temperature water with lemon is even better. It helps infuse instant hydration into your body. So your body isn't getting hydrated throughout the night. And if you sleep with your mouth open, you can dehydrate yourself. And before you start having caffeine or tea, you want to hydrate the body. The body functions better. The brain functions better when it's hydrated. So this is a simple thing, but a lot of people don't do it till much later, if at all, throughout the day. So drink a big glass of room temperature water with lemon. Step four. After you've had your alpha imprinting time and you've had your hydration, now you want to basically lock in your intentions with your body getting exercise. So it's a very powerful time to get exercise after you've done intentions, because you're kind of in that excitement and you're still imagining it and it's still in your conscious mind and it's still locked into your unconscious, less conscious mind. So exercising at that time actually brings it into the body. Now, not everybody can exercise before they have food. So if you need a snack, great. If you have to do breakfast first, that's fine. But I like to have that exercise body movement before you do the breakfast. Now, for some people, this is going to be bouncing on a rebounder, which is those mini trampolines, which gets the blood flowing and the oxygen pumping. If you're a runner, you go for your run. You have a walk with your dog, but it's a brisk walk. It could be that you're going to do some jumping jacks, or even if you do some yoga poses, like you have a routine of 10 sun salutations, whatever you do, getting the body moving at this point is really, really invaluable, because as the cells get oxygenated, they have energy. And an energized, oxygenated body has better focus and better productivity throughout the day. Now, the next stage or the next step would be your healthy breakfast. Now, you may be a green smoothie person. That's not me. I'm not a green smoothie person. I'm not crazy about smoothies in the morning. I think it's because I just don't do well with fruit as a rule. So I don't do the smoothie thing, but I know a lot of people that's their morning nutrition, which is great. I'm more of an eggs and veggie person. So I'll have a couple eggs. I'll saute up some vegetables, or, you know, I might do potatoes once in a while, but that's my breakfast. And what I find is that having a high quality breakfast is your fuel that keeps you focused, keeps you energized, keeps your stamina up. And by having a healthy breakfast, you are 10 times less likely to overeat sugar and overcaffeinate later when your body starts getting the up and down blood sugar spikes throughout your day. So interestingly enough, I don't know how much you know about this, but if you skip breakfast, you are actually more likely to overeat sugar later in the day, because your body hasn't had enough protein and it doesn't really understand protein versus sugar. So it just starts craving something to get the blood sugar up. And if you are routinely skipping breakfast, you're basically really messing up your body chemistry. So healthy breakfast, high quality food, set the energy imprint early on in your day, and you will find that you focus better, you have more creativity, and you're less moody. I know a lot of people that get really grumpy in the afternoon, and when I start diagnosing their diet, I found they weren't actually getting enough calories early in the day, and they were literally just bottoming out by 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and they're barking at their team and really frustrated. And the mind is a very powerful part of success. And if your mind is not getting enough blood sugar to properly keep it focused, it can get a little wacky. So make sure you're eating a good breakfast. Ultimately, make sure you're eating good throughout your day. Now, the sixth step is something that is really awesome, because you can multitask when you do this one. So you can do this while you're exercising, you can do this while you're having breakfast, you can do it while you're in the shower, while you're driving. You know, it's something that doesn't have to be done on its own. So there's no excuse why you don't do this one, and that's infuse inspiration. Read a page from a book that inspires you, or if you've got one of those fun quote of the day books or a daily reading, that can be a great way to start your day. Listen to a podcast or an audio program that really gets the thoughts going in the right direction. I have several that I listen to. I kind of weave in and out of different ones, whether it's I have some hypnosis ones that I listen to. I have some that are just great quality. Remember how you want to use your mind, the way you want to think, leadership stuff. So I'm always listening to something. For the people that have gone through my Money DNA Mastery program, they all have access to a 7-minute audio where I'm doing what's called neurolinguistic programming. I'm doing a little bit of it's an activator. It's teaching the mind how to think to be the highest productive version of itself that it can be. So find something that works for you and do it every day. Create a habit where you're listening to something that infuses positive thinking early on in your day. Now, why does this matter? How you start your day with the inspiration can help you remember how your mind wants to function when problems arise, when you're dealing with somebody who's not done a good job of starting their day, when you have challenges that feel bigger than you. Your positive like infusion of thoughts and inspiration can literally be the groove that you operate from, and it keeps you from getting more stressed out later in the day. Now, these are the 6 musts. I find that if you do these and you start your day like this, you will notice a huge difference in productivity, And you will also notice that you focus better, you're more creative, you're more energized, and you're literally a nicer, more pleasant person to be around. You're going to get a lot more done and feel great about yourself and it boosts confidence. But there are three things you have to stop doing. And if you do these things but don't stop the others, well, one of them, if you do it, you will stop the other. But literally, these are stress spikers. And that stress becomes the pattern that your mind defaults to throughout the day. Number one, you wake up, roll over, and look at your emails immediately. What this is doing is putting you into problem-solving work mode before you've laid the foundation of inspiration and really activated your intentions for the day. You haven't boosted and oxygenated your body and put nutrition in, so you're not as resourceful. So business brain before your inspiration foundation is a bad idea. It literally flips a circuit in your thought patterns. And instead of starting with energy and excitement and inspiration, you go into autopilot and you start putting out fires, and it really sets the tone for your whole day. And I find that people that do that, they're just not as productive as people who start their day with more of a powerful routine. Second, and maybe even the most important thing that you would stop doing is watching the news in the morning. I know that we have to stay tuned in. We have to know what's going on in the world. There's a lot of important things. And for some people, the morning feels like this is how I make sure I get it before my day gets busy. I get it. But let me just make a case for doing it later in the day. The news is sensationalism and drama and negativity at the highest level. There's very little inspiring, positive stuff you're going to hear about in the news. So if you can wait till later, after you've done your morning routine and you've set the foundation for your mind to be in a certain place, you will find that you'll be more productive because you're not depressed. Literally, the news is depressing. It fills your mind with problems and challenges. And when you're filled with problems and challenges, you see more problems and challenges. So I would invite you to experiment with this. Go on a 21-day news for lunch or news for dinner if you have to, but try getting it out of your morning. It will transform your attitude and your perspective. And last, don't skip breakfast. Okay, now obviously if you're doing the first six things, you're having breakfast. But if you're missing this one and you are skipping breakfast, or you're just grabbing a donut and you're infusing sugar into your morning, you're not going to have the same results. Trust me on this one, the quality of the food going in the morning, or at least having food in the morning, is going to make a big difference to your focus, to your resourcefulness, to your stamina, and your productivity. If you're not eating something that has high nutritional quality in the morning, you're damaging your productivity. So listen, I know you're busy. I'm busy. We're all busy. And if you're skipping these steps in the morning, trying to squeeze another 20 minutes or hour into your day, you are most likely basically looking at this the wrong way. You're picking up some pennies and instead of picking up dollars. Or how does the saying go? You're stepping over dollars to pick up pennies. I guess that's what it is. But listen, 20 minutes in the morning could give you back an hour or two of focused, clear, productive time in your day. What would that be worth to you? Imagine having another hour of really core productivity time in your day. And if you're not sure if this is really right for you, then turn to some of the celebrities, some of the big names, some of the performance experts like Tony Robbins or fitness expert Sean Stevenson. Look at the late Steve Jobs, maybe even like some of the old timers like Benjamin Franklin and Winston Churchill. They all are documented in talking about their morning routines were what dictated their productivity and their ability to accomplish so much. Even Barack Obama and many of the presidents, I don't know about our current one, but many of the presidents have really said that in order to be the person that could do that job, really tough jobs, they had to create a morning routine that gave them energy, gave them inspiration, and got them anchored before everything kept coming at them. So today, make a commitment. Are you going to be the person that has a powerful morning routine or not? Are you willing to at least try it? I want to hear about it. Come on over to the community of Amplifiers. And as always, you can catch the show notes and resources mentioned today on my blog at melaniebenson.com. Remember, you will always amplify results faster when you are surrounded with other amplifiers. So listen in for instructions on how to join us. I'll see you again next week. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Amplify Your Success podcast with your host, Melanie Benson. Want to get connected to other thought leaders and visionaries transforming the world? Join the free Amplify Your Success community at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. And you can quickly find all the resources from today's episode on Melanie's blog at melaniebenson.com/blog. Just put today's episode number in the search bar. Now choose to get amplified today. See you next week.